My tape recorder muffed it up, and this is why the different speed, so just live with it, and I think it corrects itself later on.
Sizes of fish ponds and good things like that. Well, our fish ponds vary between Jack Travell and Andreessen-sized pools, and they're only 3 to 4 feet deep. We have carp in them, which get pretty good size, about 8 or 9 inches. They make two or three fish like that, make a meal for a family. They boil them and use a soup or something like that. Fish ponds. Pigs, we have 20 Yorkshire pigs, and we're 2 months away from breeding, and we're trying to figure out how to mark our pigs so we can, their ears are cut. I was out there looking at them today. Their ears are cut, and some of them have tattoos, so it's just a matter of going out there and cornering each pig in the stall and, you know, finding out which Susie is Susie and which Jane is Jane, and keeping a record of which pig is which. And then, no problems there, I hope. In 3 or 4 months, they had the old boar walking up and down the main aisle today, and they were all screaming and yelling at him, you know, and they're all, you know, first timers. So, they're all excited about what's going to be happening in a couple months. Eager young girls. And the old boar is going to be real busy. He's got 19 sows to keep happy, and it's going to be a tough job for the old fella. So, I'll check that out today. Trying to get some water buffalo for our mountain yards, and water buffalo costs about $250. So what we're going to do is get us a couple of VC buffalo, you know, liberate a few buffalo from the upstate, up-country farmers there that aren't exactly helping us win the war, which is sort of, you know, take their buffalo. That's part of the deal. Give from those who don't help and take from those who don't help and give to those who need it. So that's what we'll do. And the word goes out tonight that we need buffalo and salt. So I hear the brigade is moving out from where they are now to a new spot around Bong Song, up north of where it just... Well, halfway between where I used to was, and Bong Song, halfway in there, there's a lake, and they're going to be just north of that lake. And there's supposed to be a whole bunch of VC. Well, you can hear the rain coming down on the roof now, I imagine. That's a big tropical storm out in the Pacific there, and it's been bothering us for the last 3 or 4 days. It's kind of wet. But that's artillery going off. Yeah, I'm sure you heard that. You get used to it after a while. That and the helicopters. Haven't had a helicopter fly over yet, but I imagine one will before I finish this tape. Marge sent me a lot of books. I've got all kinds of good books here to read, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and read them yet, mainly because of no electricity. Usually, when there's no juice at night, I've got two big red candles here that I use. I enjoy those plastic flowers. I've got them up here on the wall. I plan to leave them there. A little color, and they're different and nice. I've got my room pretty well fixed up. I took some pictures Christmas Day, you know. And if you send me those mailers, prepaid mailers, you'll get the slides much faster. I've got a roll pack here of exposed film ready to send back to you. And I got another one in my camera, so just starting off. I gotta take lots of pictures. I bought a couple of silk paintings the other day and hung up on my wall. One's of a tiger and one's of a creek and three little houses. They're Vietnamese houses, not mountain yard houses. So, trying to get the place to look up a little bit. It's got about a half inch of dirt on the floor right now. It hasn't been swept in a long time. I've been too busy. Had stuff all over the place and been working. Keeping busy. These stamps that I'm going to enclose in the tape packages are just normal Vietnamese stamps. You can see the United States influence. I imagine they're all printed in the States, too. All the Vietnamese money now that we use, anyway, is printed in the States. We'll get things like that. That's a lot of fun, building a country. I enjoy it. Telling them that somebody else is doing it when it's actually you, not taking the credit for it. That's more fun. Help the people. Help the people help themselves. That's our job right now. We decided that we couldn't use a road grader out on our roads that we have to fix, so I'm gonna take the Jeep and fix up a drag behind the Jeep, you know, on a long rope and or a couple of chains and a couple of heavy boards and some sandbags and good things like that. And then we can take the trailer and then shovel sand and gravel into between the boards and drag it along real slow and make our own road that way, and then maybe get a roller to go over it and flatten it down a little bit. Boom, off in the distance there. That was a big one. That's a 155 going off. So, always thinking. I sat today at lunch and drew up plans for a hot water heater, and I don't know if it's going to work. Everybody's laughing at me saying it won't work, but I'm going to give it a try. I just got to get the parts. Oh, boy. Well, let me see. What else have I got to say? I got those two packages, letters, Christmas cards, and a tape. And I'm returning the tape now. And let me see. Oh, boy. Leland never answered. I guess he'll send a card after he gets my card. I don't have an awful lot to say. John Doble is still at CU, and I got a letter from him yesterday, 12 pages long. And same old stuff with PR. He's having a lot of fun back there. He saw Gary Bjork, who is a very good friend of mine and his. And Jerry was still in the army, I guess he'd be getting out pretty soon. Still doesn't like it. Oh well. Boom. Well, they must be either trying to scare a lot of EC or they know somebody's out there. Actually, all they shoot out there is just to make sure that the VC stay off the trail. It's probably what those are, actually. At night, they do that, you know. People are not supposed to be out at night, so they shoot the guns and at trail crossings and water holes and stuff like that just to make sure that anybody's there. Just to keep the VC, it's called harassing interdiction fire. It keeps them jumping around, so they're never sure when they're going to get hit. What they're probably doing now is shooting smoke rounds out there to figure out where the shells are going, and so they can call in concentrations at night, stuff like that. Zero their weapons in. Hey, that jigsaw puzzle is sitting up there on top of my footlocker and my wall locker, and that's going to be a real bear. I don't know when or where I'm going to do it. I'll probably get me a big board down in the office and let everybody work on it. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. Then I'll glue it all together and hang it up in my room here someplace. Thank you very much. I do appreciate all of it. I better sit down and start eating that fruit. I sure have lost a lot of weight. Well, I don't know. I'm real skinny around the middle, but my legs and arms are still pretty good size. Legs and shoulders. My arms never were very big. Oh, a little yawn there. 12:30 or 12:45 in the afternoon. No, it's 1:30 now, I guess. So, what can I say? Except thank you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You probably won't get this till next year. Can't run out of things to say. I'm sure Neil had a good time down there. That was probably very nice. That was very nice of you to have him up there for dinner and take him down to the airport. Can you imagine not going to school for 4 months and knowing you've got 12 or 8 more months to go and not be liking it after 4 months? Oh, boy. Yeah, poor kid. Well, he got his assignment anyway.
Well, his tape recorder isn't working quite right, so I don't know about my voice. It sounds real funny at your end when you get it. And I've been having trouble with this thing. So, excuse the pounding and banging here and understand that the first part of the tape, my voice isn't quite that high. So, it's this tape recorder, and I still don't think it's working quite right. But I'll talk lower and slower so it will sound better. Idiot little thing. It's too bad it doesn't run on batteries, and it's too bad a lot of other things, but it's all I could get at the time, and I'm satisfied with it. It would only work right. Refuses to cooperate sometimes. It's like the TV set, you know. Kick it a few times and spit on it. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. Well, I'll be waiting your next tape, if you have a tape recorder, listening, hearing from you. It was very nice last time. Sometimes you find out how little you really do have to say to someone when you have to sit down and talk to them for 15 minutes straight. Oh, let me see. Well, it was a Merry Christmas. I'm sorry I wasn't home, but I was very happy over here. I enjoyed it. It was nice and warm yesterday anyway. So, Happy New Year. And I'm looking forward to the next tape from you folks. And hope everything is pleasant at home. And I send you my love. So,